10회 실전 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm signing up online for Chinese language class.
You're interested in learning Chinese? Is there any specific reason for that?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gina, the movie I watched last night was really awesome.
Oh, really? How about the main actor's performance?
Couldn't be better. I really enjoyed it. Too bad you couldn't join us.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sarah Taylor, a teacher at Atlanta Elementary School. I'm afraid we are in the middle of the flu season. Unfortunately, several of the children have already become ill. In order to prevent the spread of infection, we remind the children to continually wash their hands, use good hygiene products such as hand sanitizer. Regrettably, we are now out of sanitizer in our classroom. We would be most appreciative if each child could help us out by bringing in one bottle of sanitizer. Hopefully, that should take us through to the end of the year. Thank you in advance for all your help you can provide for the children.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Liam, I'm going to the shopping mall. Is there anything you want?
Yes, I need some stationery items such as a few pencils and an eraser.
Okay, I hope you won't lose them again. Anything else?
Some ice cream will make me happy.
The doctor said no ice cream because of your cavities.
I know, but I remember his saying that a small amount is okay.
Do you think there is any benefit to eating them?
Sure, Mom. As ice cream helps to ease off stress, it can stimulate the production of happy hormones like chocolates do.
Wow, you are almost expert on it, aren't you?
Contrary to common belief, it can refresh our mind. Mom, please.
If you brush your teeth after eating it, I'll think it over.
I promise.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How is it going?
So far, so good. Look at this design.
Oh, I like it. I especially like the big windows on every direction.
I'm glad you like it. This house is designed to get as much sunlight as possible.
Sounds good. My children may enjoy natural light.
How about making a shower booth instead of a bathtub in the bathroom?
Good idea, I think. We don't need a bathtub anymore. Well, is it possible to include an attic in the house?
If you want, it's possible. I'll draw up an attic above the living room.
Great. My kids will like to play up there.
I see. Is there anything else to include?
No, that's all.
Okay. If you have any opinion, let me know anytime.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian, what are you drawing?
Hi, Jean. I'm drawing some people in the park. This is an assignment for our class, as you know.
Looks interesting. In the middle, a man wearing a t-shirt is jumping a rope.
Right. He is exercising now. At the top left, a girl is sitting on a swing. She looks happy.
She does. And a man below the clock tower is selling ice creams. It is a hot day, isn't it?
Sure, it is. The man riding a bicycle is chasing after his dog. He is trying to catch the dog.
Anyway, they seem to have a great time together. On the bottom left, there are two boys playing with a ball. I hope they won't hurt others with the ball.
No, they will not.
You almost finished your drawing. Good job, Brian.
Thanks, Jean. Let's play with them at the park now.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, what's the matter with you? You almost arrived late for the first class.
I know. I hate early morning classes.
As you know, we're having a quiz for the first class tomorrow.
That's what I'm worried about now. I don't want to be late for the test.
Maybe you need an extra alarm clock. Well, do you have any difficulty getting up early in the morning?
Sometimes, but my real problem is it takes long hours to come to school.
Do you usually come here by bus?
Yes, I have to change buses 3 times every day.
Wow, it looks like it will take too long. Well, should I drop by your place next morning to pick you up?
Oh, really? Can you do that?
No problem. My house is not far from yours, and I drive my car to school every day.
You're so kind. Thank you, Jessica.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 머리가 아픈 이유를 고르시오.
Aiden, what's up? You don't look so well.
You're right. In fact, I have a headache.
Oh, too bad. Didn't you sleep well last night? Or have you caught a cold?
No, not those. This morning I went to a shopping mall with my wife.
I got it. Maybe you drove a lot all day long.
I don't think so. In fact, I went into one of those stores that sell cosmetics.
Poor Aiden. You are sick because of the smell of cosmetics.
I should say no.
Then what was the problem with the store?
Well, the air conditioning was too cold. I had to suffer from the cold for too long.
I know what you mean. Why didn't you ask them to turn up the temperature?
I thought about it, but the other people around me seemed not to care about it.
Aiden, you need some rest.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello. I saw your ad online. Are you having a moving sale?
Yes, we are selling many things on a discounted price.
It says you are selling your refrigerator for $150, right?
Yes, I paid $300 for that, but I want only $150.
Good. Are you selling your desktop computer?
You're in luck. I was just placing an ad for the computer. It's only $200 and it's an almost brand new.
Great. I need it too. But could you reduce a little bit if I buy both?
I'm sorry. As I said, the price is already discounted. The computer is actually worth over $500.
I got it. Could you deliver them to me? I live around the campus.
I wish I could, but I don't have a car. I already sold my car. If you come here to pick them up, I'll give you a $20 discount.
I see. Then I'll go to the address I saw on the site this evening.
Sounds good. It's a good purchase.
10번. 대화를 듣고 시크릿 오브 보이스에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kelly. What are you doing?
I'm reading some reviews about The Secret of Voice.
Secret of Voice? Is it a kind of a novel or something?
Are you kidding? It is a soap opera. It's very popular these days among teenagers.
Oh, I remember someone talking about it.
People are crazy about it because the plot is unpredictable, not to speak of the excellent acting by the actors George and Jessica.
Sounds interesting. Is it going to be on tonight?
Yes, it should be starting in about 30 minutes, around 10 p.m. The drama begins with the music composed by Melissa. You'll like it.
What do you think is going to happen this time?
I'm not sure. Last time, the main character found the whereabouts of the treasure.
Well, I'm going to watch it too.
11번. 인터내셔널 체리티 마라톤에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the International Charity Marathon. This marathon is the largest annual fundraising event on this area. Runners have raised more than $1 million for good causes since the race began in 1991. This is a leisurely run and open to anyone aged 12 or over. But participants under 15 must be accompanied by an adult aged 18 or over. It begins at 10 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. and the participants will run different distance according to their hope, such as 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers, and a full course. You can register online in advance, or you can join on the spot before the start of the run. By running, you can improve your health and help the others in need. Why not join us?
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 이어폰을 고르시오.
Hi, Emily. What are you looking at on your cell phone?
Oh, Jeff. You've come at the right moment. I'm looking for an earphone.
Okay, let me help you. What types of earphones do you have in mind?
I don't care, but I'm using an open-type earphone. This time I want a different type.
Good. And your favorite color is pink, isn't it?
You're right, but any color except white is fine. I think white gets dirty easily.
I see. What is the price range you can afford to pay?
It's okay unless it costs more than $60.
Then you seem to have two options left. Oh, this product provides extra ear caps.
Sounds great. We lose them easily. Okay, let's pick this one. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem at all.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Andrew. Did you know the freshman welcome party takes place tonight?
Hi, Karen. I know about it.
Are you going there?
Actually, I don't know. All those people, I won't know anyone.
But that's what makes it interesting. Don't you want to make some new friends?
Yes, but I don't think a party is the best way.
What do you mean, Andrew?
At the party, I've never met an easy person to talk with, so I don't enjoy the party.
Really? You have a lot of choices. There are a lot of people and a lot of possibilities for meeting various people.
But don't you think it's hard to get to know people? It will be so noisy.
So, how do you like to meet people?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Parker. Do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Logan. Come on in.
I'm here to talk about the result of the youth speech contest held yesterday.
Speaking of the contest, I was just wondering about the result. How was the competition?
At first, I was worried because there were so many contestants from other schools.
Yes, I heard many students entered the speech contest.
But I was able to do well, and I was awarded the first prize.
Oh, really? Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
I'm sure I won the competition thanks to your teaching.
I'm so lucky to have you in my class.
As a homeroom teacher, you really encouraged me a lot.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스컷이 헨리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
During lunch break, Scott plays a board game, Jenga, with his best friend, Tiffany. She brought the game to school today to play with friends. They are absorbed in playing the game and they are having a great time. Although it is the first time for Scott to play the game, Jenga, it is a neck and neck game. Then, his other friend, Henry approaches them and takes a close look at what they are doing. Scott thinks he may want to take part in the game together, and the game can be played with more people. In this situation, what would Scott most likely say to Henry?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hippocrates once said, Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be the food. I totally agree with him. Garlic is famous for its benefit for health and is one of the most common ingredients used in the kitchens. However, there are two sides to a coin. Now let me discuss a few adverse effects of eating too much garlic. According to a report, consuming fresh garlic or the extracts on an empty stomach might cause nausea or vomiting. Certain observational studies have also shown that ingesting garlic orally can cause heartburn, that is, an unpleasant burning feeling in your stomach or chest. Another report states garlic to be a gas-forming food and hence might trigger diarrhea. In fact, garlic helps to prevent many diseases because of its medicinal properties. However, if you are a garlic lover, remember this. Like everything has its own pros and cons, so does garlic.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hippocrates once said, Let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be the food. I totally agree with him. Garlic is famous for its benefit for health and is one of the most common ingredients used in the kitchens. However, there are two sides to a coin. Now let me discuss a few adverse effects of eating too much garlic. According to a report, consuming fresh garlic or the extracts on an empty stomach might cause nausea or vomiting. Certain observational studies have also shown that ingesting garlic orally can cause heartburn, that is, an unpleasant burning feeling in your stomach or chest. Another report states garlic to be a gas-forming food and hence might trigger diarrhea. In fact, garlic helps to prevent many diseases because of its medicinal properties. However, if you are a garlic lover, remember this. Like everything has its own pros and cons, so does garlic.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 증상이 아닌 것은?